There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. As the country's favorite podcast, we do things so that you don't have to. The man in front of me has all kinds of good Vegas stories coming up. It's comedy legend Mike Ward.
I'm Mike Ward. You're Pantelis. Our friend over there is Fatty McGuire.
Yeah, one of the things we do that you don't have to is hang out with him. We take the bullet for you people.
Hey. How you doing, guys?
Go fuck yourself.
We are doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Excellent.
What a weird fucking room.
What a weird start. I'm doing very well.
Hello,
thank you.
Friends.
Hello.
Hello, podcasters.
You guys ready to cast? Fucking dweeb. Listen, dork. You know what
I tried to describe what Two Drink Minimum was to people tonight.
It's very difficult.
And I was like, they were like, okay, so you guys have guests? And I was like, we don't have guests. And they were like, what do you do? I was like, well, it's kind of like me and Pat tell us, and then we just bully Poseidon every week. And they were like, every week? And I was like, yeah, a little bit.
Almost, yeah. Like, that's not sustainable. You'd be surprised.
I'm a masochist.
Yeah. The funny thing is, like, I've told you this a million times. Technically, physically, you could murder both of us. And you, like, take it. You take it. Yeah. Like the fag that you are.
Yeah. I was watching, there's a thing on Netflix called Chimp Empire.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
It's about chimpanzees and their empires in Uganda, maybe.
So you see
how they live, dude.
Here's the thing. I don't even know if these monkeys... Oh, actually, there's difference because they eat monkeys.
Christ.
Okay. What do you mean? What the fuck?
Nah, keep going.
I don't even know if these monkeys...
It's very racist. Is that what you're thinking?
There's nothing racist about it.
He thinks it's racist.
It's not racist. They don't even have real nationalities. Okay. A bunch of monkeys. Actually, no, they eat monkeys. Here's the thing.
So the chimps...
Chimps are not monkeys because I saw them eat little monkeys. So a chimp and a monkey are two different things. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
chimp is an ape.
Yes. Yeah. It's part of the great ape family. So now these chimps, very cool chimps, you're following. My question is, where do these cameras come from? Like, there's cameras all over the fucking place, and these chimps don't know it's the cameras. That's my issue. But they're in this jungle, and it's this vast empire that they have. And it went back to 1993, where there's a guy with a handicap who first went in there. And they were one giant tribe of chimps. And then they separated into four different tribes. North, west. No, it was north, west, central, and east.
Okay, like
gang, dog.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah.
So they separated. And then now it comes to modern day where you see how they socialize and, like, someone's like, they don't like him because he's like a bit of a nerd. Okay. So they like, it's true, and they bully him.
Did they murder him?
They don't murder him, but they bully him.
Oh,
but then
they
went to secure their border. They go, we got to go to the northern border. They don't talk.
Did they build a wall?
I thought they were going to build a wall, but instead they went, they're climbing trees and they're looking for enemies. But while they're looking for enemies, because people come in, they know where their borders are, right? So what happens with these chimps is one of them pussied out. He's like, you guys are fucking gay. I'm not going to do this shit. I don't want to get killed for the border. So he's like, I'm going back home. So on his way back home, he found a fucking tree with some fruits on it. And he's like, yo, I'm going to fucking eat these fruits. And then he went up and he was ambushed by like six.
Oh, it's a trick. It wasn't a real fruit tree.
Jesus, these goddamn monkeys
are amazing.
He was ambushed by six chimps from another tribe. And they beat him to death. And
then did they murder him?
They murdered him.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then they found his body, his people, and they were sad. And they were like looking, they were investigating, they were doing forensics on him to see who did it.
No.
And then they're like, oh, that's the North crew.
And no.
Like, let's go fuck some shit up. Dude, it was crazy.
So they were just swinging through the cheese like in fucking Naruto and shit,
swinging
bro.
Swinging through the cheese.
through the trees.
Swimming in Velveeta.
I have a speech impediment.
But it's wild what these monkeys are doing. And then I saw them, there's little monkeys. I'm like, oh, look, they're going to make friends with monkeys. And the narrator, who's Mahershal Ali. You know Mahershal Ali?
No.
He's the narrator. Anyways, okay. So he's like, but
I assume that whatever the name you said is a black dude.
He is.
You pointed at Poseidon.
Yeah,
and you
he is.
Yeah.
So you didn't think I'd know who he was. But you're like, I'm gonna know.
But he didn't. But he's narrating, and then he goes, but monkeys are a source of food for these chimps. I was like, what the fuck? And they climb the trees. The monkeys are trying to get away. They grab one monkey, an adorable monkey. Looks like a little dog. Yeah. And they fucking beat him, and they start eating him alive. And they're sharing, and they go, meat is like currency. It's very political. And then the guy's like giving meat
to
who he likes.
How is that political? He's ripping a monkey open.
Because here's what happened. He gives it to people he likes. And then he's like, sometimes he goes like this to someone that he doesn't like. He's like, psych, faggot. And he,
no! Oh, yeah. No!
It's fucking crazy,
that's
bro.
Insane.
Monkeys are wild. And then they team up. There's one monkey. Like, the way you know is because you got to get groomed. You groom other monkeys. And if the other male is cool with you, he'll groom you too. So he goes, he's grooming like a veteran male.
I thought it was the women that groomed the males.
Both. It happened.
I didn't think it was. Because I thought, I only thought that humans were the only ones who were like, hey, I'm a dude. I'm not going to do that shit.
No, they bond over it. But what happens is one guy, he's younger. He's an orphan. And he's pretty strong. And he's trying to move up in the ranks. And there's a veteran monkey who's not the veteran chimp. Who's not like the head chimp, but he's like second, third in command. So he's grooming him, and the head chimp likes it. And then he turns around, and the monkey's like, all right, you're going to do me? And the guy's like, fuck out of here, bro. And he walks off. And he was shunned. And that's not good for their society.
All of this kind of sounds like the Italian mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they mostly groom each other. They look for
fleas. And now I like the fact that you compared the Italian mafia to a bunch of monkeys. So you're gonna get murdered next week.
I'm gonna get trapped. They're gonna pretend it's a restaurant. I'm gonna walk in.
You think we're the same as fucking monkeys? They're gonna shoot you, and then they're gonna take the ticks out of your head.
We're like, all right,
you know what's funny? He looks like a chimp.
Yeah, got the teeth.
Yeah, he's got the gorilla teeth. So, and they're like, they're calling us monkeys. But yeah, monkeys are awesome. Chimps are. It is fascinating to watch this, and when they find the way they eat, and when they find fruits, and just their society, how they. Mm. And this one guy, like, they're crazy. They're supposed to be like alphas and like lead by example.
They're a bunch of fags.
Yeah, one of them loses his mind. He's like, whenever he feels like, oh, they're going to forget that I'm the alpha. He's eating. Everyone's minding their business. He gets up and just starts shit like a lunatic. He's like, motherfucker, starts grabbing steaks. It starts breaking shit just to scare me. He's like, that's right. You're scared, right? That's right. I'm in charge. And yeah. And then there's another lunatic. I was like, they're like human beings. They're schizos. Whenever it rains, monkeys, the chimps, they stay tight. Like they hide. It's raining, right? There's this one guy at the stake. He's like, he gets energized by the rain. So it's pouring and he's out there. He's like, woo! Yeah! He's jumping. He's just causing trouble. He's like, woo! They were crazy, bro. And they're like, this guy's a lunatic.
It's like the rocker in the hurricane.
Dude, it's so insane, bro.
I saw one of those monkeys that he wanted to go eat, and then he went to eat in Mexico.
Wait, what?
He had to get food, but he went to Mexico to get food.
Yeah. He's talking about Guido.
Yeah.
This guy, this guy.
He fixed his gnarly teeth.
This guy, there was a hurricane.
He was going crazy, yelling, USA. USA. Beautiful.
God damn.
And the whole time it was making me think of the earth, like what would happen if everything breaks down? Like
these exactly
guys would be
cool
eating their fruits and shit, and then we'd be fighting over it anyways. That's so I watched that, and then this afternoon, in order to prepare for today's episode, I put myself through torture by accident.
Okay. What happened?
There's a new Power Rangers film.
Oh, no.
That came out on Netflix. It's 55 minutes long.
Is that that's a kids movie?
It was. So essentially, there was the 90s show. The whole premise was you take the original cast from the 90s, and they're now adults. And I knew that it was going to be shit because it was only 55 minutes long. And I was like, that's not long enough to be a movie, and that's too long to be a show. So they had nothing to do.
Nah. That's long enough to be garbage, though.
Oh, it was trash. Okay. So no one wants to be in it. All the actors look like, especially Billy, like the Blue Ranger, who's, I think he was the gay one. I can't remember, but he's older now. He's like this the whole time. Like, he doesn't believe anything that's said. He's just staring. They're like, oh my God, they're coming to get us. Like this. Yeah, they're going to, we should do something about that. Like, he doesn't want to be there. And then I was like, what
Jesus
the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
And then it's because the real Yellow Ranger in real life, she died in the 2000s.
I heard about this,
the Asian girl. Okay. She was in a car accident, which is on the nose.
It makes sense for Asian people.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She's the Yellow Ranger because everything with the old Power Ranger was on the nose. So the Black Ranger, who was the black guy, he's still there. He was doing his hip-hop Aikido, which is racist, but they still do it.
Hip-hop Aikido,
yeah. So he's doing karate, but he has to dance.
Okay.
Odd.
Makes sense.
Now, the Green Ranger in real life killed himself last year. So
what race was he?
I think he's white.
Martian.
Well, you know, he was the Green Ranger. I think he was a Jew. He was a Jew.
Okay, so Jewish guy killed himself? How did he kill himself?
I think he hung himself.
Was it a racist way? Because everyone else died in a racist way.
I think he hung himself with a bunch of money.
Okay, yeah.
So,
well, green has the color of money, so, yeah, so they gave you the...
Thank you, Poseidon. So he... no, but he killed himself last year. And I think maybe he killed himself so he wouldn't have to appear in this film because it's very bad.
Oh, really?
Even they didn't even address his death in the movie as a character.
Really?
They just had a Green Ranger with a helmet on the whole time so you can't see.
Oh, Jesus really? Christ.
The same thing with the Pink Ranger and the original Red Ranger. They just had the helmets on so you wouldn't know they're not there. It was very poorly made. And at the end, they just showed... the Yellow Ranger and the Green Ranger, and they're like in loving memory of these two.
Oh, really?
But it was poorly made, bro. It was, the acting was terrible. And just to prove that the acting was bad, I went and watched the first ever Power Rangers episode. They have it on Netflix. The first one from the 90s. And they acted better as kids than they did in this fucking movie.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, I think the total budget was $47. Mm.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was very bad. There was one scene that was funny. There was a car flipped over, and there's a man yelling at the Power Rangers. He's like, "You gotta help me." And this guy's yelling. He's like, "They took my boyfriend." And then you see the Power Rangers are kind of like, whatever, bro. It's his fault for trying to read stories to kids in libraries, bro. What am I tell you? It's
such a was that guy drinking Bud Light?
So stupid. That was very dumb. So don't watch it, is what I'm telling you. Don't watch it. Don't watch any of those. Actually, watch Chimp Empire. That's fun.
Chimp Empire.
But you're gonna get sad if you do. You get sad with Monkey Death?
No, absolutely not. I celebrate it.
You're gonna love it.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't see yourself, like, because sometimes when I watch something and I see someone like me die in a movie, I'm like, I feel bad.
I get upset when a puppy dies.
I see myself. Okay. By the way. Apes, monkeys?
Yeah.
Bro, we look a lot like
monkeys. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Bro, we're monkeys, bro.
Yeah.
You're no, the same, I was just you're fucking the same around. As a monkey. It's not, just not as equipped.
No, but I would, I would definitely get sad, though.
Situation.
Yeah, you're not as good socially.
Like, I was I was watching
it. You handle yourself in the ring.
I was on TikTok. Like, sometimes I get, like, sad TikTok shit. And, like, I was watching, like, it's, like, a bunch of photos.
TikTok. What the fuck is sad TikTok?
Like, so sometimes, like, it'll be, like,
fully clothed.
It'll be, like, people forgetting their dog outside and it dies and it makes, makes me really
what is
sad.
That? What? I've never seen
cartoons.
That on
it's cartoons. It's cartoons.
It's a cartoon of and a it's pictures. Dog dying?
Warner Brothers is off the hook.
And
fucking Hanna-Barbera.
Like the recent one that made me really sad. It was a slideshow of like a hamster, and like this kid, he got this new hamster pet. And the hamster was really happy. He's playing with a hamster and shit. And then he invites one of his friends over, and he goes, "What's that rat doing in a cage?" And he goes, "It's not a rat. It's a hamster." And then the kid goes, "It looks like a fucking rat, you know." And
the kid said that.
The kid said that. This is this picture.
Italian
it's a cartoon.
Kids are, what the fuck is it? Like the mafia? Yeah, the mafia kid.
I feel like that thing in the cage is gonna tell the police about all our operations.
There's a rat in the cage. You fucking that's where rats should be.
Yeah, that's where Jimmy Tightlips used to be.
And then what happened was the kid stopped playing with his hamster. He started ignoring it because he was like, "Oh, it's not a cool pet." Even though he liked the hamster.
Gabagool.
And then what happened was the hamster got really sad. He's like, "Come play with me and shit," and was putting seeds along the cage, like to share his seeds. And the hamster was really sad at the end. It was very sad.
Let's change this.
So this TikTok should just die. Right now.
You know, what you guys need so you can calm down. Head over to our friends at Canadoc.ca. Canadoc was a company purposely created to educate people on medical cannabis.
If you are stoned enough, you can watch his garbage on fucking TikTok.
And if you're going to get stoned, dude, fucking be responsible.
Legally.
Legally, head over to the professionals at Canadoc.ca. Canadoc.ca, they will help you get your medical cannabis card, and then they will direct you to the best suppliers of medical-grade cannabis in the entire nation. And, spoiler alert, they're from Quebec. So they'll hook you up with people that can get you edibles that you can't get anywhere else, vape pens. I ordered more CBD drops with, I think they have lavender in them, because the vet told me that my dog could benefit from human CBD. She said, "Don't use dog CBD, just give human." And I've been doing it for 2 days. It works. She's
there's
chilling.
A difference between dog CBD
I didn't
and
know.
Human CBD?
I'm thinking maybe they watered down the dog one. But I use human with the lavender and it works. I got it from our boys over at Canadoc.ca. So yeah, Canadoc is good.
And most important thing, completely confidential.
Yeah, people don't know this. If you get your cannabis medical card, only they know. No one knows. The government doesn't know. No one's going to tell you can't come work here, stoner. Nobody knows unless you tell them. They won't know.
Yeah.
So all confidential. If you're a veteran, they pay for it in the back end already, so you get your shit
if you're
free.
A veterinarian also.
Mike's the right level of drunk. I love this. Yeah. This is the best level of drunk, Mike. But yeah, canadoc.ca.
I've been drinking since like
2 in the afternoon, yeah.
I've been
God
drinking.
Damn.
Because I had a thing. I've been seeing this girl, and I went to see her daughters. They ride horses. And I was like, I gotta get drunk for this.
Was it fun to watch people ride horses?
It's actually fun. I love animals. Me too. So it was amazing, like just like petting horses.
And did they let you pet them?
Yeah, like before. I don't think they let you, but if you go, you can pet them. So it was fun petting the horses.
Did you feed them carrots? Yeah.
I didn't feed them carrots.
They love carrots.
I fed them apples at the end.
Apples they love,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they fucking love the apples. Yeah,
you know what else they love? Edibles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave them fucking Canadox.
You give shrooms to a horse. Yeah. And it's just, woo. Yeah.
Freaking out.
Dodging demons.
You give shrooms to a horse, and then you put the little girl on, and you go, you're good. You're good.
You smack the horse in the ass, and you're like, wish for the best.
It's going to be a magic ride.
For someone.
When my father came back from New York, he used to take my brothers and I horseback riding.
When he was super stoned?
When he came back from New York. Okay. I was like, this is an activity, and he would just bring us horseback riding. And
an amazing activity for a little kid. You must have loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah, my horse didn't, though.
I almost died twice, and my brother almost died once.
Really?
Yeah, because I fell off.
They're not load-bearing horses.
Because I fell off twice. And they say if you fall off the horse, because it's in the what do you call those fucking things with the wood fence, bro?
The force?
No.
It's not that funny.
No.
It's just a question.
I don't know why it was funny to me. The pen. There you go. Ah. And you run around with a horse and that shit. And they say if you fall, you know, if you fall.
Why? But here's the thing. This is what I don't understand. Your father. That was living in an attic in fucking Long Island.
Yeah, suddenly a big equestrian fan.
Came back to fucking Park X, and he was like, I gotta get my boys into the equestrian arts.
Here, put this pussy ass helmet on.
Like, who the fuck goes horseback riding in Park X? No one goes horseback riding in Park X.
No, this is up
north. No one goes horseback riding in Park X.
He took the only kid from the neighborhood that could actually kill a horse.
Do any kids at Park X go horseback
riding? I don't think any other kid has ever gone horseback riding from Park X.
So he was like, I'm going to be, not only am I going to be the worst father, I'm going to be the weirdest father.
So I fell off.
And what did they tell you every time you fall off?
And I had to, you had to.
So you fell off.
You had to, as soon as you fall, you had to roll. Cover your head and
stop,
roll.
Stop, drop, and roll.
And roll towards the right.
Yeah, to put the fire out.
So you can go out from under the wooden fence so the horse can't stomp you to death.
Okay, and then what happened?
That's it. That was it. But
so
I almost died.
Was so how that you was fell and rolled.
Yeah. And then my brother is bringing the horse back, and I think he did something to piss off the horse.
Do you think maybe your father was just putting you on horses that weren't supposed to have people on them?
Yeah.
And you were just falling
off?
No.
They were supposed to have people on them.
And they were like, putting you on first?
Yeah, they couldn't hold that weight.
God damn.
That's all it was. The horse was like, bro, I'm not doing fucking labor. I'm not doing physical labor.
And one time my brother pissed off one of the horses and my...
How, with the N-word?
I think so. It was a black horse.
Oh, there you go.
And the horse just fucking tossed him into the air. He started going flying, but he got lucky. He fell in like a ton of hay.
The horse or your brother?
My brother.
Okay.
They became friends after that.
No. And then we never went again after that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's a good story.
It's a good story.
It's a great tale. A tale of two horses.
A tale. Yeah, that was it.
He's good at storytelling.
He is good at storytelling.
How was Vegas?
It was amazing. I went this weekend to Vegas with Preach. Preach has so much money.
Yeah, Preach having fun.
It's insane. It's insane the amount of money Preach has. But he rented a suite for me and him. And I had free tickets because Aeroplan. So I got free airfare, Montreal, Vegas. And then Ali gave us tickets. For his fight, everything was perfect.
And Ali won.
Olivier won. The thing that was really funny and stupid was After the fight, Olivier and Preach were on ESPN. They were talking, and ESPN said, "Here's Olivier Aubin-Mercier being very French Canadian," and I thought that was very funny and stupid.
What was he doing?
He was talking with his hands.
What?
Yeah, he was just doing this. And then they were like, yeah, that's Olivier Aubin-Mercier being very French-Canadian.
After this interview, yeah, he asked us to separate himself from other people, other fighters. He's being very French. What a stupid thing to say.
Yeah.
But funny.
Yeah.
I like when people don't know. They're like, I got to find a difference here.
I was happy, though. I did a thing that I'm really proud of. That you know how when you become famous or kind of become famous, you don't realize how much people meeting you is important to them.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the room, and PFL is a weird organization. That Olivier was the main event, but since he was the main event for TV, he was on at 9, and the fight card ended at 11. So they had another main event. So there were a bunch of Quebecers that showed up like at 10. To see Olivier.
And they missed it.
And they were like, we're going to go see Olivier. And I was like, no, he was on like 20 minutes ago. And they were like, ah, fuck. So I went to see Olivier and I was like, go meet these guys. Go fucking, go take pictures with them. Because these are all dudes that fucking flew in from Montreal just to see him fight. And I was like, go entertain him. And Olivier was so good. Like, he was funny and charming, and he was entertaining him. And then I was super happy for these guys. I was happy for him. And I was like, this is amazing. This is even better than you guys seeing him fight. And all the guys were like, no, it'd be better to see him fight.
But you know what's funny? That's ESPN should have commented on that. That's very French-Canadian, showing up 2 hours late.
Yeah.
That was it. That's what they meant. He's like entertaining these late people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God damn.
But it was fun. It was a fun weekend. I met the weirdest, fucking drunkest lady. Preach is very charming.
Yeah.
And wherever we'd go, he'd talk to anyone. Like, after 3 seconds, they want to suck his dick. And I noticed I am as charming as Preach after $140.
Oh.
Because we went to this bar, and this chick was like, She the bartender, her neck was kind of broken, and she was like, hey, do you guys want a drink? And I was like, what's wrong with your neck? And she was like, I was in a car accident. And I was like, okay, you okay? And she was like, I'm dizzy.
I drink too much.
Jesus Christ.
But she was like, I'm dizzy. I don't feel good. My head hurts. And I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, this fucking bitch probably doesn't have health insurance.
She's not following the league's concussion protocol.
So I bought a drink. It was like $5, and I gave $100 tip. And then she was fucking like, oh, she wanted to suck my dick like crazy. Like, she was all over me.
I would suck your dick, but I can't move my neck.
She was like, I want to suck your dick. Like, ow, 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 ow.
But I'm willing to pass out to suck that dick.
But I kept on telling Paige, I was like, I'm after $100. I'm you.
I'm was you. He laughing?
Yeah, he was laughing. But everyone wanted to suck Preach's dick. And the last day we were there, or we were
thought he was
there.
Greek, according to Netflix. That's all it was.
We were only there 2 days. And the second day we're there, we're at a bar. And this lady, she's like 107 years old. She looks at Preach and she goes, you're very handsome. You're very handsome. And he goes, thank you. And then she looks at me and she goes, you're handsome too. But she, like, you can tell that she didn't think I was handsome, but she was like, I need a second guy to suck his dick while the fucking big black man fucks me in the ass. And then she's like, do you guys want a drink? And we're like, we're good. And she ordered fucking a shot of Jack Daniels. And it was like 9:30 in the morning.
God,
and she drinks a Jack Daniels. She goes like, it's Vegas. And we're like, yeah, it's Vegas. And then she drinks a Jack Daniels and just keeps on talking. Then orders another Jack Daniels and then goes, it's Vegas. And we're like, you fucking stupid whore. Like, you can't fucking drink 9 Jack Daniels
and yell
and
it's Vegas.
Blame Vegas. Like, one Vegas is good, but 9 Vegases aren't.
It's senility.
Yeah.
What a train wreck.
Someone has to pick up their grandma, yeah, or else Preach is going to bang her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine going back. Imagine, like, having to deal with that Preach banged your grandma.
Oh yeah. But the women, like, it was so fucking crazy. Because wherever we'd go, I'd be like, "All right, open the charm." Like, and as soon as he becomes charming, everyone wants to suck his
dick. Yeah, all the doors open.
Every fucking, like, it could be fat girls, old girls, young girls, fat girls. It's mostly fat girls.
Still, they control a lot of doors.
Yeah. They fucking,
yeah. You notice. Yeah. Think about it right now. A lot of people controlling stuff.
Fat I want to do, like, we didn't do a party for the end of Noir, like the French tour. So I think we're going to do, in August, sort of a weekend in Vegas. Like, you and your girl will get preaching his girl, because if not, everyone's going to want to fuck him. And we'll get, like, Kristen, if Kristen can get a girl. And we'll just fucking, everyone, I'll just go down to Vegas.
Do, like, what are we celebrating?
We're the end of the tour. Like, it's been a year, but who cares?
We'll just celebrate the fact that everything's going
celebrate
well.
Celebrate the fact that fucking COVID is over.
And we're alive.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to shoot guns.
We somehow made it.
Oh, yeah. I shot a machine gun.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, and you burnt your hands.
I burnt my hands. Like a man.
Yeah,
I'm not a fag.
I told Breach is like, I was wearing gloves. And I go, how come you didn't tell Mike to wear gloves? He's like, eh.
Yeah. He told me, because I was like, because I shot the guns, and I was like, I burnt my hands. I'm pretty sure it's a gunpowder. He's like, no, it's not the gunpowder. Because he's like, if you ever talk about guns, against guns, he thinks that you're anti-gun and you're a fucking nut. Yeah. So he's like, you're not. I was like, I think I burned my hands because of gunpowder. He's like, you're not gonna take my fucking rights away from me.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, but I think I just burned my hands. Look here, you fucking lefty fag. Go fuck yourself.
That's really funny.
Some high schools are just more dangerous than others. Right? Just shut the fuck up. And then stop talking about guns.
Then I was talking about me burning my hands to someone, and then he looks at me and he goes, oh, fuck, I was wearing gloves. You weren't wearing gloves. He was like, you should have worn gloves.
He's amazing.
And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, you should have worn gloves. And I was like, why didn't anyone tell you? No, why didn't anyone tell me I was supposed to wear gloves? He goes, I forgot, but you should have worn gloves.
Should have.
And I was like, oh, you fucking asshole.
He's funny.
Like, I've been bitching about, I think, is this an allergy or is it me fucking? And he was like, no, it's probably
shut
just
up,
a,
pussy.
Yeah.
Go email Biden all your problems. Yeah. He fucking, he was a Bud Light pussy.
Yeah, he kept on, he kept on fucking yelling, throwing Bud Lights at me. Going, it's Adam and Eve. It's
so sad. I can't believe that was a thing.
The Bud Light shit?
Bud Light. Oh, yeah. Bud Light.
The girl who thought of that idea just like left her post. She's like, fuck, I don't work here anymore.
You know what's really fucked up? Because of the Bud Light controversy, I listen to a lot of country music for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And a lot of country music songs have Bud Light in the song. And I was wondering,
country music is gay as fuck, bro.
Yeah, I was wondering how many Bud Light country artists are like, fuck. Whenever I do this song live, I'm going to have to say Coors Light or fucking Miller Light. Because I can't say Bud Light because people think I'm a fucking fag.
No, they'd be like, every time I drink a Bud Light, circa 1998.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
every time I drink
it's PG.
Bud Light, before, you know.
Before Mulvaney.
I'm not gay. I'm not a fag. I
so
love
funny.
The Bud Light, but not in the ass.
Yeah.
Or in the mouth.
I like Bud Light. I don't like dudes. No matter how many Bud Lights I drink, I won't like dudes. It's so funny seeing everyone have a meltdown. Just drink what you want to drink. Don't drink. Well, how the fuck are we having meltdowns about this?
I don't know, bro.
People are crazy. People are mental.
I feel like we don't have enough to be really mad about.
Nah, I think, yeah.
People are snapping.
Don't worry, we're going to give them stuff to get mad about.
Dude, I saw at IGA just these two people just started
IGA,
arguing.
The grocery store?
The grocery store, yeah, sorry. Arguing over nonsense.
Yeah, because you mumbled.
IGA.
So, IGA. Yeah, I didn't know if you said IGA or you
IGA, the grocery store. Yeah, IGA, just arguing over nonsense. Okay. And I've been seeing
that's
more and more.
That's a good name for a store, IGA, the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing just in public more and more people just like heated.
Do you
arguing.
Know what IGA stands for?
Oh,
in
isn't it?
God's anus. Yeah. It is.
I thought it was International Grocery Association.
I doubt it. That sounds stupid. It doesn't even make any sense.
That sounds gay as fuck.
Doesn't even make any sense.
That sounds gay as fuck.
Yeah.
It's the International Gay Assholes. That's what
Oh, Independent Grocers Alliance.
That'd be amazing. It was the International Gay Asshole.
He looked it up.
I was like, yes, queen.
If he looked it up and that's what came out, I would have left. It would have been the funniest moment in history.
Yeah.
International Gay Asshole. Yeah, it was a special on Bud Lights.
Hey.
So you were at IGA and what happened?
Oh, it's an example, but just I've been seeing people just.
It's an example. So you're going to tell a story about an example?
Or no. There's happened. Not really a story. I was paying for like, because I forgot to buy pizza sauce.
Okay.
And I was going
so
back
there.
You
went only to buy pizza
just
sauce?
Just because I forgot it the day before, yeah.
So you waited in line with pizza sauce?
No, I used a self checkout.
That'll be 94 cents.
No, dude, it's fucking expensive. It was like fucking $7, bro.
For pizza sauce.
For fucking pizza sauce. For 450 milliliters.
Do you
dude.
Buy other stuff since you're there for pizza sauce only, or because you're committed to what you came in there, you just get pizza
sauce? No, I had already gone grocery shopping the day before, and that was the only thing I forgot. So
you
I
don't
went
feel
back.
Pathetic standing there just with pizza sauce?
Absolutely.
The way you
he
do.
Always
like, all right,
feels,
pizza man.
he always feels pathetic.
Yeah. No matter they look at him like, yeah, yeah, we're going to fall for it. You're only eating the sauce. Okay, buddy.
God damn.
So you waited in line with the only pizza sauce?
No, there was no line. Actually, there was. I went to the self-checkout.
Was there no line because people moved out of it?
No, because I went to the self-checkout and there was no line. But then the computer wasn't working. Somebody fucked up. They didn't take the receipt and it fucked up the computer and then I had to
can't
wait.
Can you pull out the receipt?
No, but because you had to, it was the screen
you
wasn't
had
fucking
to
working.
Tap the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then I had to call over a girl to unlock it. So I sat there with just my pizza sauce fucking waiting like an asshole.
Yeah, I noticed that the younger generation, you can't talk to them. You know when you have like quips or whatever? All of them get lost. They'll just,
Dude, Canadian Tire is the worst, dude. The
I was
young
a sports
people.
Expert. I had to buy a new stick because I broke one of mine last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm here. I'll get new shin guards too because my shin pads for hockey, they're I've been just taping them for the past like 2 years because the Velcro ripped off because I slided too much. So I buy them both and I didn't look at the prices, right? But the total came out for one stick and the shin guards, $178.
Goddamn.
So I look at it, I go, a bit excessive, no? She's like, yes. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it's a little, like, you know, I'm not saying you're rich. Yeah. Like, that's the price. The stick is
it's
like $90.
You're not going to fuck me over.
Yeah, I'm
like,
not. I'm just
not
saying, do
problem.
You agree that they're all, like, yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
and I was
scared.
Like, oh, just fucking
go. The fuck worst is when, like, a Canadian Tire, if they're young and you ask them where something is, I always get the response, I think it's towards there. Like, they don't even know the aisle number. Just, I think it's that way.
Besides, like, when they're young and you ask them, yo, what that pussy do? And they're like, I gotta get my manager. Like, this fucking pussy.
Yeah. The worst thing is, like, what I really like about grocery store, hardware stores, if you go to a small hardware store,
they know everything.
If a small hardware store, it's all these old fucking guys who used to work construction, so it's perfect. But if you go into a big, like, Canadian Tire or Rona or whatever, it's fucking 15-year-olds. So whatever you ask them, they don't know.
Unless the person working there is a lesbian.
Hardware
stores. Like
I don't think that's true. Yeah. I think there's a lot of lesbians that work.
Well, dude, I went to a Home Depot. The Home Depot for the paint. Yo, this lady was on point, dude. She gave me like tips on the paint. She did this. She just a little piece of paper
she
from
didn't
the wall.
Even work there.
She fucking got the exact color for the wall. Remember?
He goes through. He's like. Let's be
she
honest.
She got the exact color for the wall.
Yeah.
So you gave her a color and she was like, yeah. That's
and she imitated it, yeah.
Okay.
She imitated the color?
Yeah.
Because
what
of
she
lesbianism?
Imitated?
Like she replicated.
Imitated the color. I gave her black and she was like, no, don't shoot, officer. Like, what do you mean she imitated the
no,
color?
No, she replicated
is that
the
of her lesbianism, no? Like, but she was if she sucked a dick.
No,
she
but like,
do you think if she was straight, you'd go, you're like, do you have this color? She's like, fuck off. Like, what would happen?
Yeah, I don't think. I
okay,
think
I got brown. You got brown. Fuck you. I only got pink.
What are you talking about? No, this makes sense.
No, I think because she's a lesbian, it makes her more passionate about that kind of work. You know what I mean? Whereas a straight lady, really? She doesn't give a fuck about the Home Depot.
Lesbians love their colors.
They're not, but they love.
I went to an all Muslim. They love Best handy shit. Oh, really? I told him. I had no idea. Look, I'm hearing the guys like, I get it. You know, all Germans. I get it. You know. And then every woman
they're
that
bad
I,
at colors. They're the all Muslim Best Buys.
It was funny because I noticed towards the end because all like the cashier, they're all women and they're all veiled women. You know. So I noticed towards like I'm paying and it was, you know, those moments where you're just looking around, and I'm like, well, this is fucking hilarious. This is like I'm in the Best Buy in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, yeah. They're taking over.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that, but it was funny to experience that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had that experience when I was in Toronto a couple of years ago. And at first, you're like happy. You're like, oh, this is cool. This is good. And then you're like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Because you go from the, hey, all right, oh, this is, what the fuck? Like you go from happy to weirded out quickly.
I was just looking around. I go, is it just me? Like I was looking. I go, am I crazy? Because then you know what I started. This is the bad thing because you can't look at Muslim women too long because they're gonna think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I was trying to make sure. I go, is everyone veiled or is there like a fashion thing that I'm not aware of?
Yeah.
Because all of them had this like, is there something I missed? But I was like, no, they're just all veiled girls. Those are all Muslim Best Buy.
Like Toronto, Indians everywhere. What? Indians from India, not
really.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Fucking breaking news.
He says he's from Park X.
No, worse.
If you guys want
to
know what's up.
No, you don't understand.
In Toronto.
Dude, like the density is like, it's just, it's because like, in Park X, you still see like brown. Okay.
Are there different? I didn't even know there was Indian people in Toronto.
Dude, full. Ontario really? In general.
All right. Okay.
Full.
Really?
Yeah.
You seem very upset by this.
No, I'm not. I just, it's crazy. There's just,
the way he brought it
they
up.
They took over Ontario.
Listen, brother, take it over. I was in Ontario. I was the whole thing. Yeah. A lot of these Indians, bro, what do they want to do? I don't know. Historically, they want to trade with us. I don't fucking know. I don't know what these Indians are trying to do, bro. The delicious food that they're selling. They're trying to trick me. They're getting through to my belly.
The last time I saw someone this angry about Indian people, tried to trade something with mirrors. Yeah. So you should go to Toronto with mirrors.
Yeah. Goddamn. Yeah, I love naan bread.
All right. So that's how you make up for what you just said? Toronto? Too many of these goddamn fucking Indians.
I never said
these
that.
Smelly, dirty Indians that love naan bread.
No, they're the modernized Indians.
Who's the modernized
Indians?
The Toronto.
The smelly ones?
No, the Toronto
the
ones. The Toronto ones. They're not smelly.
Okay.
Because they're modernized.
They're modernized. Because
they're modernized. God damn, I feel so goddamn racist.
I feel so
just
bad.
Being in this room, I feel racist.
It's coming from the most village Albanian out there. It's like, they're modernized. My village just got a toilet.
God damn,
he's calling them modernized.
God damn.
There's a billion of them playing PlayStation, and they're the ones who are not modern. Jesus Christ. What a time to be alive.
Oh, shit.
They scammed him out of numerous, numerous things online.
You mean Adam?
Adam too. Yeah, he gets scammed. Yeah. So
what happened with Adam?
Oh, he's still on house arrest.
Oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Fucking.
He's alive.
That makes sense.
He's alive. That's
he's alive. That's the important part. He's not in jail getting molested.
He did dodge an Indian
bullet.
I don't
think he could though.
Molested?
He wouldn't get molested.
He would get instantly molested.
He's disgusting.
Oh, but you never know.
You think a fucking guy, gay guy in prison would want to suck his dick?
A closeted one who'd try to bag him.
Because
there's no fight. He's just gonna argue while it's happening.
I think maybe a closeted gay guy would jerk him off, but not suck him.
At night in the cell?
Suck him is disgusting.
I don't think they'll suck each other off in prison. I think they just bang you.
Yeah, I think they just perform anal rape.
I don't get the memo, but these are the assumptions I have.
Yeah.
So there's no romance? Is romance dead?
So wait,
can I not go to jail?
They're all drinking Bud Light.
So when we go to Toronto, we can't bring him with us. He's going to cause a scene.
Nah, bro.
But I don't know. Guys, look, I don't want to concern you. I looked at the audience before you guys go out, bro. Mostly Indians. Are you guys okay with this? Like, yeah, why would we care? I'm just saying, bro, you okay with this? Because if you're not, bro, I'll put the lights down right now. I'll send them all home.
No, I like my Indian peeps. They're chill. They're very nice. Very cheap,
peeps.
But very nice.
All right, so already with the insult.
Yeah, he's ready. He's going down. You're a good spokesperson for this show.
Fucking PR, baby.
Like, we're not racist. And they cut the clips. The fuck's up with Ontario, brother? Take it over. It's basically New Delhi. It's like New Delhi.
new delicious.
You're right there, kid.
Yeah, I'm fine.
What about your week? Were you all right?
Oh yeah, I'm at war with the good food delivery drivers.
Good food.
Yeah. So what they keep doing, they keep fucking with, because they've numerous times they left the box of food outside of the house. And we're like, we buy our like our groceries and we make food, but like we also have good food. We try different recipes and shit.
So you buy food and you have good food.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the company.
So you buy shit food and you order good food.
So are you bitching about shit food or are you bitching about good food?
Good food. Good
okay.
food.
Okay.
So
you think most people would bitch about the shit food?
Yeah. So if I ordered shit food, I'd be like, that shit food is garbage. Good food. Fucking.
So they keep leaving the box outside for it to get stolen or whatever.
Food place? Like.
Good food.
Okay.
And
so they leave it on purpose to get stolen.
Yeah, they wouldn't even ring the doorbell, just leave it outside. And we got upset. I complained a few times. And
has it ever gotten stolen?
And the thing is, no, never.
Interesting.
Never,
because I would
ever
run downstairs right away.
Because that nobody good food wants to knows what they're
no, because
doing.
I'd run downstairs and get it anyways.
Good or some, food knows what they're doing.
Or sometimes so. I'd contact the lady that manages the building and she'd bring it in for me.
A good food lady.
The lady that manages the building.
She's a good lady.
I feel
the
like
lady at the zoo.
I feel like there's two brain cells at this moment in the studio.
I'm
none of them.
Yeah.
And so we complain, and then they started ringing the doorbell, bringing the food up all nice.
Nice.
For the past 3 weeks, okay, they've been doing something that really, I don't know, it pisses me the fuck off. They'll ring the doorbell. I go, hello, and the box is on the other side of them. They're holding it. And so I can't see who it is. So obviously somebody rings my doorbell. I'm going to ask them who it is. Salut, Siki. I go, hello, who is it? And then they turn around, smile, and hang up on my face.
Oh.
And then just leave the
that
box outside.
That is funny, though. I'll give them credit for that. I'll pay them.
And
I'll pay them to
they
do
leave
this.
The box outside. So next.
Those
next
sons of horse.
Yeah. So next time
so
I'm going
to. They don't just ring the doorbell and move in with you.
No.
What do you want him to do?
No, just be like,
just live with you.
No, just say good food delivery, bro.
Good food delivery.
And then fuck it, and I'll open
together.
The door right away. It takes an extra 8 seconds.
Is
dude.
It possible? Because you said they all smile.
Yeah.
Is it possible that the speaker doesn't work well and they all laugh because they hear something?
No, it works well because I with the Amazon driver, I ask, hello, who is it? They go, Amazon for blah, blah, blah.
And every different good food driver just laughs at you.
Every different good, just the good food drivers. They have this smile.
Do they laugh with you or at you?
Probably at me.
Do you think maybe something's happened between you and good food and you're a known troublemaker?
No, nothing. For the longest time, it was all good. They would ring the doorbell. I would open.
Was it all good food though or is it all good?
And they would bring it up or they would leave it inside. I don't even care if they bring it up. They would just leave it inside so it doesn't get fucking stolen.
Wild.
And now, almost out of the blue completely, they've been doing this. So next time they deliver, I'm going to fucking wait outside.
I'm going
to
pee.
Go.
Go
pee, Mikey.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a you problem.
Maybe. It does sound like a very me problem.
Because every other delivery guy drops it. So it feels like you have some beef. Like, it feels like they have you on a list.
But every other company. Okay. And this started out of the blue. It was all going fine. It was like we complained like months ago.
But how was your, because I know you, bro. Yeah. How was your complaint?
Oh, I had
were
my.
You belligerent?
No, I had my girlfriend handle it.
Was she belligerent?
No. She's a very sweet woman. You know how she.
A complaint, bro. They're two different things.
No.
She's a very sweet woman, but a complaint. I don't know how she complains.
No, but she'll
like,
no.
Call your manager.
Okay.
Something. Then they're like, No.
She'll be like, hey, hello. You know, just to let you guys know that the order was left outside. Is this normal? Blah. Like she'll, you know, she'll ask questions. Okay. She'll be
and
very
that's
nice.
That's the only time you complained.
That's the only time we complained. I think twice, and then after that they started. Literally just, you know, no problem. Ring the doorbell, bring it in. I'd ask, who is it? They'd say, good food, no problem.
Because all you want from them is to buzz them and leave it in the front.
And just leave it in the front.
You don't want them to even bring it up.
Yeah, I don't care. Just so it doesn't get stolen. That's the only thing I care about. And then for some reason, 3 weeks ago, like it was all going well. I would answer. I'd go, hello. They would go, good food. I would buzz. They would open, drop it in, dip. I didn't care. I'm like, good. I'll pick it up. The box lasts 24 hours. They have like ice packs in it, and it's insulated.
Yeah.
The box.
So as long as it's inside, you win.
Yeah. As you know, I don't care. So, but for the past 2-3 weeks, they ring. I go, salut, hello, and they turn around. I see the good food box. I'm like, oh, is it good food? And then I could see the box. I'm not 100% sure because it's like very small. The writing, I can't tell on my phone. And I go, and then the guy just smiles, and then hangs up on me.
Maybe because he could see that you could see him. That was his okay smiling. He's like, yeah, it's good food, doggy.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like, hey, it's good food.
No, but then why hang up on me?
What do you mean, why hang up on you?
Why hang up?
What are you guys dating? How long are you
dating? No, why hang up on the phone call?
Because you asked him a question.
Yeah.
He answered. That's the end.
Yeah, you say yes. No, you say yes. And then he didn't answer. And then I would just, if he says yes, good. I buzz him in. I buzz the door open. But he doesn't wait for the buzz. Like, I don't even have a chance to press open the door. He just fucking hangs up. I'm like, motherfucker, so I'm going to wait.
I feel like we've babied him too much. He's become fat in his indulgence of love.
Dude,
first
if
world
you
life.
See it, it's happened twice. The first time I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. The second time I'm like, oh no, this is on purpose. I'm going to wait and see if it happens a third time. Then I know it's
were
on purpose.
Were you going to murder? It's were the third
Indians?
Time going to be
no,
a
no,
murder?
No. They were white.
They were white.
Yeah.
So this is
these white fucking assholes.
This is a white on Albanian crime.
Yes.
Racial.
Really, you think that's what it is?
The
they don't like Albanians.
You the think you're just really angry like, at the guy because he's white? That's the only reason.
Maybe. No, just fucking let me buzz the door open, you bastard!
You white piece of shit.
Exactly.
You white piece of shit. Exactly. Is that what you thought? You was like, just let me buzz it open, you white fucking.
You fucking dirty wasp.
You fucking white. Bastard.
Maybe that's what it was. It was racial. Maybe you heard your voice. And he's like, fuck it, Albanians.
You white heteronormative. is that what you thought? Fucking.
I'm done with all that.
Yeah.
Cis, gen. I'm like, go fuck
yourself.
Oh,
yeah, it's all retarded,
go
bro.
Go fuck yourself.
It's all
new
insane.
Words for me now, bro.
Yeah, I've learned enough words.
Yeah, leave me alone.
I don't want to learn new ones.
I don't like people harassing
you
me.
You don't know a lot of words.
Yeah, you don't know a lot of words.
No, no. I never said enough. No, I never said a lot. I know enough. I've learned.
You can definitely stand to learn a few words.
No. I know 7 words.
My mental capacity.
I don't need new words.
I don't have the capacities for that, big man. Oh, shit. What else?
My week was mostly that. Was mostly we did a lot of podcasts. So it was mostly editing shit. I'm still not done. I had a lot of fucking edits this week. I'm looking for I think we can get an editor to do clips now for everything to clip everything easier because it's a goddamn nightmare, Mike.
Yeah, but your whole life you work way too hard and you're surrounded by buffoons. Mm. No one helps you.
I've noticed that it's stressing me out. I was getting burnt out. So I'm going to restructure. I'm gonna hire qualified personnel.
You got to fucking fire everyone except for me.
I have a girl now. She's good. I paid her. She's making my deck for the French cast, for selling ads on the French cast. She already sent me a first draft. Beautiful work. Top notch. And then she's probably, I'm going to have her take over the sales department for that stuff. So that's my first legit good hire. Her and Josh basically are like fucking sales. Like they're gonna run sales. And then
do you feel threatened?
No, he never. He tried sales like a year.
No. I don't want to. Yeah, for the podcast sales.
No. He. It's different. He like 2 months in, he came and he told me, he goes, bro, this is something different. Like it's a different. Yeah. It has nothing to do with any sales like that he was doing.
I'm gonna stick to the directing and the stuff like that. And when I have a strong enough computer, I'll take over some editing on some stuff. Learn slowly.
Very cool. You gotta stay in your lane that you know. Because he tried it for 2 months, and he told me he's like, it's not the same, at all.
Yeah.
So and it's not the same. Everything's different. So anyway, so I have those two. They're qualified. And then now the editing just for clips, getting somebody on that, and then that'll free up some time on my part. But it's also I guess the buffoonery doesn't help, and it's just because it's a weird business.
Yeah,
it's a very weird business, and a lot of people don't understand it. Like a lot of people felt, even what I realized, they even felt insulted that I approached them with this. They're like, that's the vibe I got.
Oh, for ads?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you meant for the podcast.
Yeah. Who
did you approach and how did you approach them?
No, but like you know, like dress nice, whatever the fuck. Who? Like I had that one situation
dress
on.
Dress nice.
Like he went to a Jewish deli, and
he was like, "Hey, Jews."
And also,
he had a confrontation.
And also, they don't take... It wasn't a confrontation, but they also don't take it seriously. They're like, podcast, what is this shit?
Yeah.
Like that, you know? Kind of like villagers, but whatever.
Yeah, they don't take it seriously. These Jews didn't heed the warnings properly.
Goddamn Jews.
He was trying to warn them, bro. He's like, the last time you didn't heed these warnings.
Yeah, this guy, he told me, he's going, I'm just going to put out pamphlets.
That's what the guy told him.
Yeah. I'm going to get a bunch of pamphlets.
I had a thing this week that I was really happy. I was doing... Since I'm doing the Suzukut tour of like I'm doing the arena in Quebec City and the whole shit, so I decided to start doing TV again just to
brag,
promote, just to brag. And I was doing a thing. And one of my friends, who's a guy who's like this huge, he's an old school Radio Canada guy, like an old CBC guy. And he was talking, we're doing the interview, and he goes, yeah, I pitched a show. It was going to be me and Mike doing the show together. And he goes, but it didn't work out because Mike didn't want to do it because he doesn't want to do TV. And then I was like, yeah, I don't want to do TV because they don't. There's no liberty, and the pay is shit. And then they left that in, and I was so happy that they left in.
Did they realize what they left
TV
in?
Doesn't pay well, and there's no liberty.
There's no freedom.
Like, there's no freedom. And I was like, oh, shit.
Goddamn. Fuck.
The guy editing was a disgruntled employee.
Yeah. I was so happy.
He's like, I'm leaving this in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense that it would be a
yeah, it's just some guy that makes borderline minimum wage. Happy that a guy like Mike Ward is super angry and rich.
Yeah, this tour is going to be insane, though. It already sold out in France.
Yeah, we got two dates in Europe sold out already.
It's ludicrous.
Which is fucking insane. Paris is sold out. Brussels sold out in 4 days, and Paris sold out in 6 days.
God damn.
Yeah, it's insane.
Holy shit.
And I've never been to Belgium. Never been to Belgium.
They won't. They
that's impressive.
The difference,
no,
they're not known for noticing things. The Belge.
Yeah.
Do you speak any Flemish?
Do I speak what?
Flemish.
He didn't know that was a language.
That's a language. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
The Belge speak.
No, they speak French.
No, they speak
there's
Flemish.
French and in French it's Flama. But in English, it's Flemish.
That's their language.
What?
Flemish, yeah.
It's a... that means, how are you, lady? Yeah.
It's the reason why they have French is because of France, because they're right next door. It's kind of like how... I don't know how to put this. But
Flemish?
Yeah, but they speak Flemish. That's what the Belgians speak.
So you're Googling Flemish. I like that you don't
Flemish
trust
language. No, but I'm just
the
curious.
The man
like, how
that's
do you
been
say
paying your fucking rent for the last 11 years... tells you something, and you're like
fuck is that?
No, I believe
he's
it. I just yeah. I never
he
heard
is
it.
Does he
idiot
think he's gonna trick me with a made up nation, language, and peoples?
No, I believe it. It just, I'm curious. Like, if you say hello,
you
how are you?
Do not believe it, or else you wouldn't have Googled that quickly. That was so quick.
Yeah, you were very angry on that one.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm gonna catch him in the act.
It's low Franconian dialect cluster.
It's a very low Franconian
of the Dutch language. It is sometimes referred to as Flemish Dutch. What?
How the Dutch doing? How are the Germans doing, Poseidon?
They're getting the band back together.
Are they?
Yeah, they were doing like an Italo Japanese association or whatever.
Don't lie.
Like, they were I saw it the other day.
Oh, you saw where on
Germans
TikTok
teaming up
dumdum.net
with Japan. I think just Japan for now.
I love Japan very much. I like the Italians too. The Germans I'm always iffy on, but I definitely don't like them all together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like
they're bad influence on each other.
It's like the trifecta. Yeah, they had.
That's
they
all
had
it is. It's they're separate. We could work with them, but when they're together, they're a bad influence on each other. There's those kids that you shouldn't put together.
Yeah, Germany wants to team up with Japan in securing raw material. So it's not just this. It was like for other stuff, for like military shit apparently as well.
Yeah, we don't want them
doing
that.
I don't think
that.
It's very shady. Yeah. They just want to hide stuff.
Because like the Russia's war with Ukraine exposed the dangers of over-reliance on a single supplier. So they're getting
together
again.
Hold on a second.
Again.
Isn't that what Trump said a few years ago and the Germans laughed at him?
That makes sense, though. That makes a lot of sense.
No, it 100% makes sense. But it's interesting seeing them team up again. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
I don't want to start hating Japan. I love Japan.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I got an offer this week for us to go to Japan.
Like for Japanese porn?
We can bang each other and we'll be all fucking
pixelated.
In the
pixelated
soap houses?
No, to do shows and to do podcasts.
Let's fucking do it.
Oh, shit.
I was just talking to Chris Ramsey. He a week ago before he left for Japan, he was excited talking about going to Japan, and I'm seeing his photos now. I was going to ask him a question today because it looks gloomy. I was going to say, is Japan gloomy? Hopefully one day I'll find out myself.
The offer I got, though, is like a shitty offer. It's not like, hey, here's $400,000.
No, no. $0.
Like, here, hey, do you want to come to Japan? Yeah, how much does it pay? Japan?
Will they cover flights?
They won't cover anything.
I still want to do it though.
So it's just garbage.
How much would it cost?
I'd do it too.
Yeah. How much would it cost?
Let's just fucking I'll check.
Let's just split it and fucking do it.
Plans.
Yeah, let's just split it and fucking do it. It's just an excuse to go to Japan.
I'm going to Florida this week with my new girl and to Florida.
Poseidon's taking his side chick to Boston.
Your side chick. You're not taking a real chick to Boston?
No. He respects the real chick. So you wouldn't bring the real chick to Boston.
It's 2000.
Your side chick, you're bringing Steve-O?
Boston?
Fucking Steve-O loves Boston.
Goddamn. It's fucking 2100 a flight to Japan, bro, from here.
2100?
Yeah.
Goddamn. But we should do it for the life experience.
Yeah.
For a life experience.
Yeah, and
we'll vlog it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be amazing.
And you know who we could convince to come with us? Chris Ramsey.
Yeah, he's already there.
Yeah, he's just going to stay there. Yeah,
you know how fucking cool Preach is? Like, the tour I'm doing in Europe, he was like, hey, I'm going to go to Europe. And I was like, yeah, but everyone's already booked in Europe. And he goes, no, I'm going
to
go.
Just to hang out.
And he was like, I'm just going to go hang out. And then I remembered how much shit I talked about every fucking French comic and every French producer. And all of them try to act like they're fucking Snoop Dogg or
they're going to try to come kill you.
So everyone's going to try to kill me. And I was like, oh, fucking Preacher's going to protect me.
Good. Yeah, you want us to come to Paris?
The only reason, yeah, I gotta fucking convince you guys. I got to convince you guys to follow Preach.
It doesn't take any convincing. Belgium, maybe not. You're safe. Yeah. But Paris, I'll come there and protect.
I think I'm safe in Belgium.
Paris, I'll come down. These fanny pack words, fucking losers.
Yeah. God damn.
Mais non quoi. Fucking scared of you guys. Get out of here, bro.
Such an insane.
What are you gonna hit me with, a Chappelle joke? Get out of here, bro.
I don't get that. Oh. Shit.
He's gonna say smart, and we're gonna go what? And he goes, I don't get it.
No, because they kept stealing jokes from Americans.
Oh, you fucker got that one!
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding!
Goddamn!
Sometimes I pay attention.
Sometimes.
But are the shows in Japan any good? You think?
Probably not. Probably not. But he was telling me that there are a lot of cool comedy clubs.
Yeah. Okay.
That because all of those countries have expats. And the thing, when you miss America, the thing that is most American is stand-up comedy.
Yeah. What about the Japanese, English-speaking Japanese? Do you think they would like us?
There aren't that many English-Japanese, I don't think.
Like speaking?
Yeah, I think it's mostly expats.
Really?
Or like chicks that are kind of like, they want to bang
foreigners?
Expats. Yeah. So it's all old fucking Japanese whores.
No, we don't need to befriend the Japanese whores. We need to befriend the Yakuza. Huh? Because there's whores everywhere, bro. We need the Yakuza. True. The Yakuza is not everywhere. I would love to be friends with the... That would be cool.
Those guys are badass,
yeah,
bro.
The Yakuza would be badass.
Yeah.
We do comedy at a Yakuza bar.
They cut off my fingers.
No, all we do is talk shit about the Chinese to keep them happy. Every time they get mad, we're like, what's the deal with these fucking Chinese? Am I right? And they're like, he's a good guy.
He's a very funny. Very funny.
There's a...
They're funny because it's true.
Very accurate.
There's 1.8 million foreign nationals in Japan, but they don't say. Yeah, they don't say. But 462.
A lot of foreigners.
Yeah, 25% of them though are
fags.
Bud Light drinking motherfucker.
Why am I using the word fag? Like you told me this a couple of weeks ago. You're like, we're using the word fag way too much in this show, and I've been saying the word fag way too often.
I feel like we're taking it back.
Yeah, I see nothing wrong with this.
We're taking fag back.
So tell me more about this Bud Light drinking
nation. 25% of them are Vietnamese of the expat. Well, expat, like the foreigners.
Really? The Vietnamese, huh?
25%.
I like the Vietnamese.
They do all the dirty work.
Of the
foreigners that live in Japan.
Yeah.
Okay.
A quarter
of the Japanese are
of the foreigners in Japan.
Now, I don't want to make you feel weird.
Yeah.
This is 100% serious. I'm not trying to make you laugh. You're normally very unique. you're a unique person. Like, in,
I am.
You're unique, even in your racism. Let's say it's very unique racism. Like, it's excessive.
I'm also just fucking around.
It's excessive racism.
You're not
for,
racist.
You're not messing around.
You're not fucking around.
Yeah. But the way Hitler was messing around.
Hitler was. I was just jonesing these Jews. So you think I was serious?
You're
not the Jews.
What makes you hilarious is that for your age group and how you grew up, your level of racism is so high, it's hilarious because it's so unique.
Well, because
it's
find
like
it funny.
You out of a time machine.
Yeah, you were born in the 1980s, but you've got...
90s. He was born in the 90s.
93.
You've got 19 fucking 30s racism.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what's
because
funny
it's hilarious.
But that's not why you do it. You do it because it's innate. Now, what I think is funny about you, if ever you go to Japan, is that the Japanese are extremely racist.
You're gonna find yourself
in a situation where you're gonna try to out-racist them.
Yeah.
They're just gonna look at you and go, this is a big fat fucking he's racism in the fucking the purest form.
Yeah. And then you're gonna be like, no, you're gonna be like, look at those brown guys. And they're like, yes, sir, the browner guys. You're just gonna have
they're gonna be happy or they're gonna turn on.
You're gonna have a race off.
Okay.
And then the second you tell them that you're not there for sumo training, you're done.
Yeah.
You're done.
That's a very funny situation.
You're done, bro. Maybe like, we do not accept you. Yeah. I think I'm going to go over well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go over well until I open my mouth.
Because I have stuff that apparently they like to see, but from a distance.
What do you mean?
Tall, bearded, long hair. It's stuff they enjoy seeing from a distance. They find it like... visually pleasing, but they're scared of me.
Yeah,
really?
They're not gonna like you.
They're not gonna like me.
Fat, disgusting,
and
not
stupid.
Japanese.
Fat, disgusting, and not Japanese.
Goddamn! So they're gonna dislike me.
No, some people will like you.
I always wanted to wear like while it's raining, like a raincoat, like you know the trench coat.
And like a hat
and just walking at night.
But you can't afford that much plastic. What's the problem?
through the streets of Japan, just walking around, just with my head
with
down.
Your dick out.
I don't know. It feels cool because I'm fucking mentally retarded. I always act like I'm in a fucking movie.
Bro,
already.
Do you notice how big you are compared to Japanese?
Yeah, no.
It's just a blob walking in the street. It's insane, bro. It's like a big slug. That's insane. Why would you tarp yourself? That's insane.
I always thought the visual was cool.
Yeah, but in front of normal sized people here, maybe. But in front of them, you're gonna look like nine.
Yeah, but
of
there's
them.
Something about you're the smaller, streets. Bro. I know, but there's something about walking through those streets and like while it's raining and you have like the hat and you have the fucking trench coat.
He has a monologue in his head. He's like, "They told me I would never make it, but now I've made it to Japan, and the locals keep throwing Bud Light beer bottles at me."
And then they keep on putting me in a bus and telling me I'm never gonna make it. And then I disappear into another town. And then I don't make it.
I just want you all to know the Japanese drew first blood. So good.
I just wanna do, I don't know, I'm so retarded. I don't know why I wanna do that.
What if ever you get a chance, you have to buy the tarp before you go to Japan?
Of course, I already have it ready, bro.
You have a tarp,
but I don't have a black one. I want to get a black one.
What color is your tarp?
It's a light beige. It's a raincoat.
So you need to get a black one.
I need to get a black one's cooler, yeah. And with the straps, and it's like a trench coat, and you tie it up, and you have your hands in your pockets, and then your hat's down, and you're just walking like a fucking,
like a mysterious person that no one's gonna notice.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one's gonna notice a guy who's twice their size. No one's gonna notice.
And you're wearing dress shoes, and it's one of those clickety clackety ones, so it goes click.
Like a horse.
Clack, click.
It's gonna sound like a horse galloping.
Yeah, but really slowly.
Who let the donkey out?
But really slowly, just click, clack, just.
Poseidon.
Yes.
I already said that Mike's on tour all over the place. If you go to mikeward.ca, you can see all of these tour dates. Mike is also gonna be doing his show in English in Toronto, Ontario. I believe that is in September.
No, it's July 7th.
In Toronto?
At the Grand Hall.
I thought it was in September, Toronto. Holy shit, bro. That's in no time.
In a couple of weeks.
Grand Hall, July 7th. Hall. Toronto and Ontario.
Fucking Toronto.
Ontario, all you Indians, come on out and support.
Yes.
Patreon.com/ who's it good for Mike Ward's famous podcast, Suzekut, the world record-breaking podcast, the holder of the largest ever live podcast. 22,000 people came to watch Mike yell obscenities into a microphone. It was a great, great night. Patreon.com/Suzekut.
It was Pantels. The best night ever.
It was the best night ever.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/Pantels for all of my stuff. Poseidon is online, ThePoseidon69. Or if you go to the FBI's sex offenders list, he's one of the 10 photos.
Number 17.
Number 7. He's high up in the rankings. Thank you, guys. And go fuck yourselves.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.